Rishos, Avi Moiri, Chami Moiri, Rav Nassim Sherman, Rav Moshe Scheinerman. Today's daf is Brachas Daf Beis, and we are Be'ezus Hashem at the beginning of the 14th cycle of Limud Daf Hayomi. What began as the dream of an individual, Rameya Shapiro, on Rosh Hashanah of the year Tafresh Pei Dalet, September 11th, 1923, is today, almost 100 years later, as strong as ever, Baruch Hashem, we get to begin Brachas Daf Beis for the 14th time together with Klal Yisrael. Today's daf is being learned Le'idlu Nishmas, HaRav Meir Yaakov Ben Rav Aaron, the legendary Rav Meir Zlatowitz, Zeichet Tzadik Levracha. Rav Meir Zlatowitz, together with Yibodeh L'Chaim, Rav Nassim Sherman, founded Art Scroll, a moissid that has had a tremendous role in the explosion of Limud Daf Hayomi over the last 30 years. I don't think it's over the top to say that as it relates to Daf Yomi, mi meyer le meyer like kom kemeyer. From Rav Meir Shapiro to Rav Meir Zlatowitz like kom kemeyer. May today's daf be a schus for the neshama of Rav Meir Yaakov ben Rav Aaron, the legendary Rav Meir Zlatowitz. It's well known that when Rav Meir Shapiro was lobbying the gedolim of his time for his idea of Limud Daf Hayomi, he would often quote a Gemara in Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there tells a story. Omer Rabbi Gamliel, Pamachas Ayisi Mahalach Basvino. I was once on a boat, V'ayisi Svina Achash Shenishbara, and I saw that there was another boat that had broken. V'ayisi Mitzta'er, and I was in terrible time, because there was a Talmud Chacham on that boat that was drowning. And he said, you know why I was in so much tzar? Because that wasn't just any Talmud Chacham. Umani Rabbi Akiva, it was the great Rabbi Akiva. Ukshalisa be'abosha, Rabbi Gamliel says, when I came to dry land, Yoshev v'don l'fan v'alacha. Rabbi Akiva walked into my best medrash, and he started talking to me and learning. Amarki lois, I turned to Rabbi Akiva and I said, B'ni, mi helcha, how did you get here? You were supposed to have drowned. Omar Ali told me, Daf shel svina nizdaminle. I was drowning, and as I was drowning, a board of a ship came in my direction, and I grabbed onto it, v'cholgal v'gal shabalai, and every wave that came towards me, nenesi le'roishai, I grabbed onto the dock with all my might, and that's how I was saved. And Ramea Shapiro would say that the pnimius of this Gemara is that Rabbi Akiva Kiyudua had a very difficult life. Rabbi Akiva lost 24,000 Talmidim, etc., etc. And Rabbi Gamliel looked at Rabbi Akiva and he says, how did you become the great Rabbi Akiva? How were you able to overcome all that adversity, all your nesiyonos? And his answer was, daf shel svina nizdaminli. I held on to the daf. And Rabbi Shapiro, perhaps Baruch HaKodesh, said that he believes that daf shel svina means limud daf hayomi. And he was maftiach. He said that any person that will take upon himself the tremendous oil of learning daf yomi, he'll see moifsim, he'll see yeshuas, he's going to have his own personal daf shel svina. This is something that everybody knows. But I want to tell you the rest of the story. And I saw in a sefer that was written recently by a goyim Rav David Mandelbaum Shlit in Eretz Yisrael. It's a two-volume biography on Rav Meir Shapiro. It brings a story. The story was written by Rav Alter Meir Misanuk, who was a close yedid of Rav Meir Shapiro. It's written in the first person, as if Rav Meir Shapiro himself is writing the story. And this is what he tells. Rav Meir Shapiro says that this was shortly after the Anochas Evan Apin of Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin, which of course was Rav Meir Shapiro's other passion. And Rav Meir Shapiro had gone to the United States of America. He was trying to raise money for his yeshiva. It was a tremendous undertaking, and things were not going very well. They were so bad that Rav Meir Shapiro was to the point where it was hard for him to even leave his house. He wasn't meeting people. He was staying in an apartment somewhere. And he started secluding himself. He couldn't deal with the Agmas Nefesh. He had taken upon himself this oil to raise money for Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin. He thought it would go more smoothly. It wasn't. And it was affecting him very, very terribly. Rameh Shapiro writes that one day one of his Yedidim came to visit him. And he saw that the matzav didn't look good. Rameh Shapiro was really down. He said, why don't we go out for a walk? So he agreed to go with him for a walk. They're walking in a small side street in New York City, and they meet a chassidish yid. The yid sees two Orthodox Jews walking, one of them looking very rabbinic, and he says, Yidin, did you daven mincha yet? So they said, no, we didn't have a mincha yet. He said, do me a favor. I'm a shamus in a shul. The president has yahrzeit today. I promised him that I would have a minyan for him today for mincha. I have 8 people. I need 2. If you come, you'd be mashing the minyan. And then he told him, I want you to know this president's a very wealthy person. He's a very powerful person. And I'm afraid for my job. So he made a very dramatic plea. He said, my parnos is on the line. Tumecha toiva, come, be mashing the minyan. Vashteitzach Rameir Shapiro and his chavra went. They came to be mashal l'minyan. Hidabim mincha. After mincha, this president, whose name was Mr. Sam Jonas, approached Rameir Shapiro, not knowing who he was, but he looked rabbinic, and he said, Kvod Harav, maybe you can get up and say some mishnayos, Lilu Nishmas, his father. And Rameir Shapiro agreed. As he's walking up to the front of the shul to say mishnayos, he realized that he hadn't learned the daf yet. So he decided, instead of saying a few mishnayos, he's going to learn that day's daf. That day's daf was Masechtas Soita, Daf Chof Aleph. So Rameir Shapiro sits down to give Soita Daf Chof Aleph. It's a classic daf. And as he's going through the daf, the Gemara talks about the Yisachar Zvulun relationship. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, in Yitei Nishas Kol Hoim Beisoy Be'ahava, the unbelievable maila that a person has if he supports Torah. The Gemara talks about Shimon Achi Azariah, 2 brothers who had this relationship where one would go work, the other one sat and learned, and the one that worked supported the one that learned. And Rameir Shapiro, who Piyudua was the greatest speaker of his generation, went into an emotional digression about the chashivas, for supporting Torah. Rameir Shapiro was in a place where he was suffering from this, and he wanted so badly to raise money for his yeshiva, and in the excitement of this gemara, Mitei Nishas Kol Hoim Beisei Baz Yevuzulai, he lost it, so to speak, and he went off on this unbelievable, beautiful piece about the chashivas of supporting Torah. After Rameir Shapiro finished giving Soita Daf Chof Aleph, Mr. Sam Jonas went over to the Yedid of Rameir Shapiro, and he said, I have 2 questions. He said, number one, who is this person? And number two, why did he just say Shir on the Masechtas Soita Daf Chof Aleph? So he turned to him and he told him, this Yid is Rameir Shapiro. He's the founder of Daf Yoimi. Did you hear about Daf Yoimi? He started it. And he was all starstruck. He said, wow, he started Daf Yoimi. I can't believe it. He said, yeah, and today's Daf is Masechtas Soita Daf Chof Aleph. So this Yid, Mr. Jonas, went over to Rameir Shapiro and he told him, you know, I'm sorry, I didn't give you the proper covet. I didn't realize who you are. They started talking, and in the course of the conversation, it became very clear that Rameir Shapiro wasn't just in the United States. He was here to raise money for what would be his legendary yeshiva, Yeshivas Chachmi Lublin. And Mr. Jonas, so taken aback, took out his checkbook and he wrote a $1,000 check, which adjusted for inflation in the late 1920s was a lot of money. Not just that, he made what was perhaps the first parlor meeting in the United States of America. He made phone calls, he got his chaverim to come and to match, and before all was said and done, Rameir Shapiro had raised a mishunadig amount of money. And Rameir Shapiro wrote, he said that this story was a turning point in the success of Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin. And then he concluded. He said, I used to walk around when I told the Chevra to take upon Daf Yoimi, and I promised Daf Shal Sfina Nizdamnali. You'll see that if you learn Daf Yoimi, you're going to be Zoicha to Yeshua's. And Rameir Shapiro said, I had a personal Yeshua. My Yeshua, my Daf Shal Sfina, was Mesechtas Soita Daf Chof Aleph. Through that Gemara, I was Zoicha to have a personal Yeshua, and Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin was Zoicha to have a Yeshua as well. Either way, on that note, we begin Masechtas Brachos Daf Day. So Masechtas Brachos, and really the first 25 daf in the Masechtas Brachos, deal with the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. The backdrop is the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Stating that, the Gemara is going to digress, and then digress from its digression. So we're all familiar, perhaps the most powerful proclamation and statement that we have in Yiddishkeit is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The Gemara says in Masechtas Sukkah Daf Mem Beis, Katan Hayodeh Ledaber Aviv Melamdei Torah V'Kriyat Shema. The first thing that a child learns how to say when he learns how to talk is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The last thing that many people say before they die is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. But Kriyat Shema is also a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. And the makar to this mitzvah is the pasuk that we say in Kriyat Shema. When? And although it's not clear from the pasuk itself what those dvarim ha'elim are, but Chazal said that it's referring to this parasha itself, the parasha that begins with Shema Yisrael and that ends with Uvisharecha. And we learn from here that there's a mitzvah to recite this parasha b'shachbecha, in the evening, ufkumecha, and in the morning. In the parsha v'hoya again, v'limadetem oisem es b'neichem u'dabrabam, b'shivtecha b'veisecha, uv'lechtecha b'aderech, uv'shachbecha, ufkumecha. And again, Chazal said, v'limadetem oisem, what's oisem referring to? Again, it's referring to this parsha, the parsha of Ahoya. And you're supposed to say it b'shachbecha in the evening, uvkumecha in the morning. Either way, this is the makar to a mitzvah's essay, the iraisa, the mitzvah of Kriyashma, a mitzvah that we're mekayim twice a day, pamayim bi'ahava, b'shachbecha in the evening, uvkumecha in the morning. The first mishnah, really the first sugya here in Masechtas Brachos deals with the more specific zman of Kriyashma, specifically Kriyashma Shalarva. It's up to Mishnah. From when can one recite Kriyashma at night? In other words, what's the earliest zman Kriyashma in the evening? Says the Mishnah, it's from the time that Kehanim that were Tomei, the last day of their Tumah, they went to the mikvah, they have to wait until it gets dark, until they're actually tahar and are able to eat truma. It's from the time that the kehanim are able to eat truma that one can recite Kriyashma. The Gemara is going to bring a brisa that's going to define this man a little more acutely as Tseis HaKeichavim, meaning the beginning of the night. So that's the earliest man that you could say Kriyashma. What's the Seif's man? Hatzoif Ashmura Rishoyna Divra Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says until the end of the Ashmura Rishoyna. The Gemara is going to say that Rabbi Eliezer holds that the night was divided into three Ashmurais. So if the night's made up of 12 hours and it's divided into three Ashmurais, 12 divided by 3 is 4. So the Seif of the Ashmura Rishoyna means up until 4 hours in the evening. So the earliest man is the Seif Zman, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is 4 hours into the night. You don't have only up until 4 hours in the evening, but rather up until Chatzos, up until 6 hours in the evening. Rabbi Gamliel says, no, the Zman Kriyashma is from the beginning of night until the end of night. You could say Kriyashma, Achiyala Mudashacha. Talk to Mishnah, Maisel, there was a story. Rabbi Gamliel's sons were at a Beis HaMishnah, they were at a party, and they came home late. Oh, boy. They told Rabbi Gamliel when they came home, like Karinu Asashma, we didn't learn Kriyashma yet. Amar Lemi told them, Im Loi Olam Buda Shachar, if it's not morning yet, Chayav Matam Likros, then you're obligated to read. This is Rabbi Gamliel Lishitasai, who holds that the mitzvah of Kriyashma, the Zman, is Achiyala Buda Shachar. So he told them, as long as Loi Olam Buda Shachar, you're still going to be obligated to read Kriyashma. In other words, the Mishnah begins, Me Emesai Karin Ashma Ba'arvin. What is the Zman Kriyashma? The earliest man, says the Mishnah, everyone's in agreement, is Mishosha Kehanim Nechnasim Lechabit Shumasim, from the beginning of nighttime. What's the Seif's man? Three shittas. Rabbi Eliezer says at Seif Ashmur Rishoyna, the Chacham say Ad Chatzos, Rabbi Gamliel says Ad Sheyala Amud Ashach. In terms of Poshim Shad in the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to say that the Torah never says when exactly you're supposed to say Kriyashma. In fact, the Torah doesn't even say you're supposed to say Kriyashma at night and in the morning. It says Bishach Becha, when you're lying down, uvkumecha, and when you get up. The makar to the machloikis tanoim, as to when exactly the Seif Zman Kriyashma is, had to understand the word b'shachbecha. Rabbi Eliezer understood b'shachbecha means the time that people go to sleep. When do people go to sleep? Anywhere from the beginning of the night up until 4 hours into the night. The assumption is after 4 hours into the night, most people are sleeping already. As a result, the zman that people go to sleep is the first 4 hours of the night. B'shachbecha means when people go to sleep. Therefore, the Seif Zman Kriyashma, Azat Seif, Ashmur Rishayna, 4 hours into the night. Rabbi Gamliel, on the flip side, holds, B'shachbecha doesn't mean when people are going to sleep, but rather means the time that people are physically sleeping. If someone goes to sleep early in the night, he's sleeping already, B'seis HaKechavim. Other people go to sleep later, and as a result, they'll be sleeping until early in the morning. There are people that sleep the full bagel, but the point is that people will be sleeping anytime from the beginning of B'seis HaKechavim, Achiyala Amud Ashachar. So, Rabbi Eliezer holds, B'shachbecha means the time that people go to sleep. Rabbi Gamliel holds, B'shachbecha means the time that people are actually sleeping. What do the Chachamim hold? The Chachamim hold Ad Chatzos. The Chachamim, the Gemara says, B'yisoid, hold like Rabbi Gamliel, that the Zman Kriyashma is B'shachbecha, calls man shevnei adam shoichven, as long as people are sleeping. The reason they said Chatzos is midrabanan, as the Mishnah is going to explain. Says the Mishnah, V'loizu b'vad amru, this that the Chachamim said, that the Zman of Kriyashma is at Chatzos. And as we just spoke out, what does it mean? Really, it's the whole night. Because really, the Chachamim hold, like Rabbi Gamliel, it's called Zman Shebani Adam Shoichvin, Achiyala Budashacha. It's only Midurabbanon that it's up until Chatzos. Says the Mishnah that this idea, that really the Zman is the whole night, But the Chachamim went and imposed and said that no, not the whole night, only until Chatzos. There's other precedents for this as well. In fact, Kol Ma She'amru Chachamim Ad Chatzos, anytime, says the Mishnah, you find the Zman of Chatzos, you should know Mitzvasan Ad She'yal Rabul HaShachar. The real Zman is the whole night. It's just Midrabanan that we're imposing that it should be Ad Chatzos. And the Mishnah gives two examples. Hekter chalavim ve'evarim mitzvason ad sheyala amud ha'shachar. Most avoidas in the Beis HaMikdash were done during the day. The notable exception was the burning of the fats and the meat of the karbonayla. That was done at night. Says the Mishnah, really? You were able to do the haktara the entire night. Stating that there's an idea of Ad Chatzos. V'chol ha'necholim li'yoyim echol mitzvason ad sheyala amud ha'shachar. Another example is kachay kadoshim, such as a chatos and an asham, was only able to be eaten for a day and a night. The carbon was brought during the day, which meant that it could be eaten, the basar that was eaten, that day and through the night. Really, you could eat it at sheyala amud ha'shachar. Stating that, there's an idea of chatos. Says the Mishnah, kei lama amru ha'cham mat chatos. So we seem to have three examples where you have something that really you could do the whole night, but the Chachamim said chatos. Hekter, chalav ve'evbar, the mitzvah of akhtar. Number two, the mitzvah of eating basar kachay kadoshim, and number three, krishma. So what's this idea? If the real zman is actually Yalla Amud HaShachar, why do the Chachamim say at Chatzos? Says the Mishnah, k'dei l'harfi kodem en aveiro. The reason is simply as a shmira. If a person will think that he has the whole night to do the mitzvah, so you'll get lazy and you'll push it off, you'll procrastinate a little bit, it's night, you're tired, you're going to fall asleep, you'll never end up doing it. So the Chachamim say that even though really you have the whole night, but let's impose a zman of chatzos. It's just a good shmira. It's a good harchaka to make sure that the mitzvah will actually get done. Either way, so the Mishnah began with a question. What is this zman kriya shma shel arvis? Clearly implying that there's a mitzvah to say kriya shma shel arvis. Says the Gemara, Tanei Chakoy, Diktonim Yemosai, presuppose in the Mishnah's question of when is man kriya shma, is that there is a mitzvah kriya shma. It's frank the Gemara. What's the makar to the mitzvah kriya shma? We're starting Shas now, so this is the first piece of information that we're being taught. What is the makar that there's a mitzvah kriya shma? Vesu, maisha the toni ba'arvis bereisho, listening to shachris bereisho. Why are we starting the mitzvah of kriya shma with kriya shma shal arvis? Wouldn't it make more sense to start with kriya shma shal shachris? Kriya shma is a mitzvah that we're mekayim at night, and we're mekayim during the day. You would think, just chronologically, you wake up in the morning, kriya shma shel shachris, and then at night, you have kriya shma shel arvis. So why is it that we're talking first about kriya shma shel arvis, and then afterwards, kriya shma shel shachris? Says the Gemara, Tana Krokoi. The answer to both questions is the same. And that is, you want to know what the makar is, that there's a mitzvah to say kriya shma tzeh pasuk, like we spoke out in the introduction. This chsiv b'shachpecha uvkumecha. V'hoyu advar ma'il ha'shanoichi mitzav chayoy. Forward, b'shachpecha uvkumecha. V'limadetem oisem ez b'neichem, etc. B'shachpecha uvkumecha. So the makar is the idea that you're supposed to say dvar me'ela b'shachpecha at night, uvkumecha in the morning, v'hachi k'toni, z'man kriya shema, d'shchiva emas, mishashak yanim d'chlasa, l'achat d'chumasa. In other words, and the reason we're discussing first kriya shema shel arvis, and then kriya shema shel shachris, is because we're following the say it in the pasuk. The pasuk first mentions b'shachpecha, which is kriya shema shel arvis. Then it mentions uvkumecha, which is kriya shema shel shachris. So zok di gemara. The first question was, tana heichakai b'shachpecha uvkumecha. Once you know that, it's move a me'ela of why we're discussing first kriya shma shel arvis and then kriya shma shel shachris. Because if the makar is a pasuk that first mentions kriya shma shel arvis and then kriya shma shel shachris, so it makes sense that we would follow the lead of the pasuk and first discuss kriya shma shel arvis and then kriya shma shel shachris. Iba Yosema says the gemara, yaluk mibriyasa shaloyla. You could say another teretz as it relates to the second question, which is why are we discussing first kriya shma shel arvis and then kriya shma shel shachris? It could be it's a more general idea. In fact, it's learned out from one of the first pesukim in the Torah. D'chsiv ayihi erev vayihi voiker yoyim echad, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. So the first day of creation, vayihi erev, first was evening and that was morning. And that's an idea that we know in Yiddishkeit, that the day follows the night, not the other way around. So being that first comes Erev, then comes Boker, so therefore as it relates to discussing the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, first we discuss Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, and then we discuss Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. Great to know, if that's the case, Sefer Diktoni, V'shachem Mevarek Shtayim B'faneo, V'achas V'achareo, the Sefer, which is a Mishnah later in the Perek, that discusses not the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, but rather the mitzvah of Birchas Kriya Shema. And there the Mishnah first discusses Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, and then it discusses Kriya Shma Shel Arvis, Uba Erev Mevarek Shtayim Lufaneo V'shtayim Lachareo. Great, the Gemara listening. The Arvis Bereisha, shouldn't it say Arvis Bereisha there as well? And the way Tosfos explains the Gemara, that Bishlam, according to the first Teretz of the Gemara, that the reason we're talking about Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis first and Kriyas Shema Shel Shacharis second is because that's the way the Torah presented the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema, first B'shachtecha, then Uvkumecha. So then it's understood that maybe that's a svara that's unique to the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema. So as it relates to Kriyas Shema, first Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis, and then Kriyas Shema Shel Shacharis. The Birchas Kriyas Shema, that's already different, although similar, but not the same. So maybe Birchas Kriyas Shema, we'll talk first about Birchas Kriyas Shema Shel Shacharis, and then Birchas Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis. But according to the second Teretz of the Gemara, that the reason we're talking about Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis is because we always talk about Erev first and then Boiker. Vayihi Erev, Vayihi Boiker. So why is it that when it comes to the Birchas Kriyas Shema, first we talk about the Shachar, and then we talk about the Erev, of the Gemara, Pashta Teretz, Tana Pasach, the Arvis, Vada Tani, the Shacharis. Because first the Tana, just follow the sequence of the Tana. First it spoke about the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema. It opened up with the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis, Vayir. Then it spoke about Kriyas Shema Shel Shacharis, Vayir Boiker. Ad Koy the Shacharis. While we're still talking about Kriyas Shema Shel Shacharis, Parish Milu the Shacharis. So we continue and we complete the discussion of Kriyas Shema Shel Shacharis, the other parish, Milu the Arvis. Now we go back to conclude Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis. In other words, when the Mishnah discusses Birchas Kriyas Shema, it's not a new discussion. If it was a new discussion, Erechinami, anytime you discuss something that's Negei at night, it's Negei in the morning, it has implications, Be'erev u'Boiker. So then the rule is, Vayihi Erev first, Vayihi Boiker second. But says the Gemara, the discussion of Birchas Kriyas Shema is really a Hemshach, it's a continuation of the original discussion. So we mentioned Arvis, then Shacharis. Once we're in the middle of this discussion, Adikai, the Shacharis, we spoke already about Birchas Kriyas Shema, and then we go back to talk about the brachas of Arvis exhale. So before we go weiter, just one hour. The Gemara mentioned that we start Masechtas brachas, and really Talmud Bavli, with the idea of Me'emasai Koirin as Shema Ba'arvin, the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema, specifically the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis. The question is, why are we talking about Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis first? Wouldn't it make sense to talk first about Kriyas Shema Shel Shacharis? The Gemara gave two terutzim. One terutz is because that's the way the Torah presents the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema. The Shachtecha Uvkumecha. Iba Yisema, the Gemara says, because this is just the way Yidden talk. First Erev, then Boiker. Vayyere Vayu Boiker. The night doesn't follow the day. The day actually follows the night. The Hafla in his Sefer Ponim Yafoy says that although it's well known, Brachas Daf Beis, the first Amid and Shas, that the day always follows the night, that's only true when it comes to Dinei Yisrael. But any halacha that's Nogeya B'nei Noyach, over there it's Fakert. Over there, the day doesn't follow the night, but rather over there, the night follows the day. The Hafla said this to answer a famous kasha. The Gemara says that Avram Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, Afilu Erev Tavshiva, which implies that he kept Kol HaTorah Kula, even Hilchos Shabbos. Freik Tavla, we know there's a big discussion in the Rishonim and the Achronim. If Avram Avinu, who on his own volition decided to keep the Torah, did that give him the din of a Yid? Or, being that it was before Matan Torah, and everyone at that time were Bnei Noach, perhaps Avram Avinu still had a din of a Ben Noach. And many, many Rishonim and Achronim are of the opinion that Avada Avram Avinu at his core was a Ben Noach. Now, Avram Avinu perhaps L'chumra was able to take on Dinei Yisrael, but at the same time L'chumra, he was a Ben Noach. So Avram Avinu as a Yid would not be allowed to do something that a Ben Noach is not allowed to do. So with that Hanacha, Makshima Oilon, how is Avram Avinu able to keep Shabbos? The Gemara says that a Ben Noach, a Goy Sheshavas is Chayav Misa. So if a Goy that keeps Shabbos is Chayav Misa, how could Avram Avinu have kept Afilo Erev Tavshilin? How is he able to keep Shabbos? L'chura, it's very nice, he wants to keep the mitzvah. But at his essence, Avram Avinu is a Ben Noach. If he's a Ben Noach is not allowed to keep Shabbos. So how is Avram Avinu allowed to keep Shabbos? Says the Hafla, a Dover Nifla. It's true that a Goy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. But what does Shabbos mean for a Ben Noach? It's first day and then night. What does Shabbos mean for a Yid? It's first night and then day. So says the Hafla, it was Efshel L'Kayim Shneya. You know what Avram Avinu did? He did Malacha Erev Shabbos. He was Tarach for Shabbos on Friday afternoon. He did Malacha on Mitzoy Shabbos. But he rested Friday night and he rested Shabbos day. Avraham Avinu rested Friday night and Shabbos day, he kept Shabbos. But being that he didn't malach on Friday afternoon, and he didn't malach on Matzoi Shabbos, so it comes out, he never rested a Ben Noach to get Shabbos. Because for a Ben Noach, a day would be day and then night. For a Yid, it's night and day. So said the Hafla in his Panim Yafis, it's Efshel L'Kayim Shnei, the Chassam Sofi used to say this over in the name of his Rebbe, This is the Haflos Teres to the Welt Kasha. I saw in the Sefer Oyel Moshe, the Agoyim Rav Moshe Scheinemann Shlita, he brings what he describes as a Dover Nechmod from the Sefer Kedushi Rav Yosef Nechemya. So Rav Yosef Nechemya was Rav Yosef Nechemya Kornitzer. He was the Enochol of Chsam Sefer. He was the second to last Rav of Krakow. He was Nifter in 1933. And he says that what's the pshat in this Yisoy that the Zayde used to say over in the name of the Hafla? That by a Yid, it's Vayi Erev, Vayi Boiker. And by a Benoyach, it's just the opposite. It's Yoy Volay, Lolo Yishboisu. It's Vayi Boiker, and then Vayi Erev. He says because a Yid, when you're young, you're sitting yeshiva, and the taivas are burning, and you have to overcome your Yetzahara. It's not easy. And there could be moments of Laila, there could be moments of Choshech, there could be moments of Erev, but then as you get older and the taivas subside a little bit, you look around and you see what you accomplished and you're able to shep nachas from everything that you had. So it's Vayi Erev first, it's Vayi Boiker second. He says, the Bnei Noach, Umay Soilim, when they're young, it's Smach Bacher Be'Aldu Secha, Melotzach Volge. And yeah, maybe it's Geschmack, and maybe they have Boiker, and maybe they have Yoim, but what happens when, you know, 15, 20 years pass and you're not in your prime anymore? You can't enjoy Olam Haza anymore. You look around and you realize that you wasted your life. So it's first Boiker and then it's Erev. This is symbolic of Yiddishkeit. By a Yid, it's Vayi Erev, Vayi Boiker first. By a guy, it's first Boiker and then it's Erev. Either way, so the Mishnah discussed me. Imus Akarin is Shema Ba'arvin, and the answer was Mishasha Kehanim Nichnasin Lechol Bishrumasin, which we said is a long-winded way of saying Tzei Sakrechol. Frank the Gemara, the obvious question. Amar. What is the meaning? From when was the Kayin, who was tummy, went to the mikvah, allowed to start eating truma again? The answer is, Mishas Seis HaKechavim. So Freit the Gemara, just say, Seis HaKechavim. Listen, Mishas Seis HaKechavim, it's a simple question that has a simple answer. So why are we getting confused with Mishas HaKechavim, Lichnasim, Lechav, Lechumasim? Just say, Seis HaKechavim. So the Gemara says, Nusa Agavarche Kamashvan. And the Gemara, in many ways, is going to set the tone for Talmud Bavli. And that is, the Gemara often digresses. And says the Gemara, you're right. To answer this question, we could have just simply said, Seis HaKechavim. But we had an opportunity to teach another halacha, and the Mishnah took advantage of that opportunity, and that is Emos Ka'achli B'Truma. When do the Kayhanim eat Truma? Mishas Seis HaKechavim. It's from Seis HaKechavim. Why is that a Chiddush? Because really, although most people that are Tameh, the last day of their Tuma, if they go to the mikvah, the sun sets, it's Seis HaKechavim, they're now Tahar, so that if he's the Tamei person as a Kohen, he'd be able to eat Truma. But there was some Tmeyan that in order for them to be completely Tahar, they had to bring a carbon. Known as the Dalud Mechusre Kapara, it's a Mishnah, Meseches Krisos, Dav Ches Amid Beis. Either way, what would be if you had a Kohen who was one of the Mechusre Kapara? He was a Zav. He was a Mitzayim. So even if he went to the mikvah and the sun said it's already Tzei Sakechavim, he's not 100% Tahar until the next day, until he brings the carbon. That Kohen, could he eat Truma at night? Or does he have to wait until he brings the carbon? You know what the chiddush of the Mishnah is? The kapara loy ma'akva. That as it relates to eating truma, kapara is not ma'akev. Mishasha kehanim nechnasim lechav b'trumasim, meaning all kehanim, even kehanim that aren't 100% tar, because they still have to bring a carbon the next day, but they too can eat truma at night. In other words, the carbon is not ma'akev as it relates to them being able to eat carbons, being able to eat truma. Kedetanya, the Gemara says, in fact, this is a mefurish of Braisa. So what's merumis in this Mishnah is really based on something that's explicit in a Braisa. Uba Hashemesh v'tar. The pasuk over there is talking about the kohen that's tamei. It says he should go to the mikvah. Uba Hashemesh. The sun will come. We'll see what that means. V'taher v'acha yoicha min hakachim. And then afterwards he'll be able to eat kachim. Afterwards he'll be able to eat truma. Says the Braisa. Be a shimshay makavti malacha b'truma. You know what Uba Hashemesh means? The sun shall set. When the sun sets, then he'll be able to eat truma. And it doesn't matter if he's a kohen that's tamei that also has to bring a carbon. Uba Hashemesh is the only thing that's ma'akiv. The inkaparosay makavti malacha b'truma. But the carbon itself is not ma'akiv in him being able to eat truma. Says the Gemara, how do you know that when it says Uva Hashemesh, it's a very ambiguous term, Uva Hashemesh. So it could mean when the sun will set. Maybe it means to the contrary. Maybe Uva Hashemesh means when the sun will come, when the sun will rise. How do you know Uva Hashemesh means the sun will set? By Vitar. And if that's the case, when it says Vitar, what it probably means is Tar Yoima, the day will pass. Maybe when it says Uva Hashemesh, it doesn't mean the sun will set, but rather it means the sun will rise. So if the sun will rise, what does v'tahir mean? Umay v'tahir, tar gadra. The person will do what he needs to do to be tar. Meaning what the pasuk is saying is that if you're a kohen and you're tameh and you want to go back to eating truma, uva shemesh, in the event that you need to bring a carbon, wait until the sun rises. V'tahir, bring the carbon that you need to bring, and only afterwards will you be able to eat truma. So how do you know uva shemesh v'tahir is referring to the sun setting? To teach me that kapara is not ma'akev, efshafakar. Maybe uva shemesh means the sun will rise, v'tar means you'll bring your carbon, and maybe kapara is ma'akev. Amar Rabbi Barav Shelo, Sir Rabbi Barav Shelo said, because in Cain, if that's what the pasuk means, lema krav yitar. If v'tar doesn't mean passively the day will pass, then rather what it means is the kohen will proactively do what he needs to do, in this case bring his carbon. So the Torah should talk that way. V'yitar, my v'taher, tar yoyno, what it probably means is the day will pass. And when does the day pass? Not when the sun rises. The day passes when the sun sets. And Kadam Rinchi, apparently, people used to talk this way. Yarav Shimshu, the sun set, the Itki Yoyma, and the day passed. Says, my Rabbah, Hadar Rabbah Rav Shelu Leishmehu. So Rabbah Rav Shelu just proved from the Pasuk, Mineu Be, that Uba HaShemesh Betar means the sun will set, the day will pass, and it's then that the Kehanim are able to eat Truma. And Rabbi Bar Shela felt it was muchach that way in the Pasuk, because if that's not what the Pasuk meant, meaning if Uva Shemesh means the sun will rise, Vitar means, and you'll bring your carbon, it should have said V'yitar. So apparently, this was not known in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara was written in Bavel, in Babylonia, hence Talmud Bavli. In Eretz Yisrael, they didn't hear what Rabbi Bar Shela said, and when they came to Beis Medrash, they cleared it as a Shaila. Uvo lom yibaya, hay Uva Shemesh b'yash shimshay hu may v'tar tar yayim. When it says Uva Shemesh, doesn't mean the sun will set. And when it says v'tar means the day will pass, meaning the Kayin, even if he's a mechusa kapara, is allowed to eat shum already at night. Oidoma, maybe what the pasuk means is b'yash oireyu. Uva Shemesh means the sun will rise. Umay v'tahir, Tahir Gavra, but Hadu Pashtulemi Braisa. And they were pushing it from the following Braisa. Mid the Tani Braisa, similar to Davos Hesachichavim. The Braisa that the Gemara is going to bring in a moment, which we spoke at in the Mishnah, which is really the commentary of the Mishnah. Meaning, what is Mishah Shakianim Dechnas Alecha Betrumasa? What it's referring to is Seisakechavim. So you see from the Mishnah that the Mishnah understood that all Kehanim are allowed to eat Truma ready from Seisakechavim. Shema Amina must be Bia Shimshayu. That when it says about Hashem, it means the sun will set. Umay Vitar Tar Yoimo. Vitar means the day will pass. Either way. Ne'imosai Koirin Es Shema Biarvin. The answer is Mishasha Kehanim Nechnasin Lechol Bitrumasa. From here we learn two things. Number one, from here we learn the Zman Kriyashma. From number two, from this line in the Mishnah, we also learn a halacha as it relates to Tumah V'Tahira. The Zman Kriyashma is Seis HaKichavim, as it relates to Tumah V'Tahira, a Koyen that was Tomeh and is a Mechusa Kippurim, such as a Zav or a Mitzayra. If he goes to the Mikvah on the last day of Tumah, the sun sets, the day passes, he's allowed to eat truma, despite the fact that he is not 100% tahar until he brings the carbon on the following day. Before we go weiter, just one other ha'ara, and that is, so the Mishnah says that me'emosai kurish mami arvin b'shoshah kehanim nichnasin lecho b'trumasa. The Balaturim in the beginning of Parshas Truma. So Parshas Truma begins by Dabra Hashem al Moshe Leimar Dabra b'nei Yisrael v'yikhu li truma. Parshas Mishpatim, which is the previous parasha, ends the very last word. Vayavay Moshe b'toich ha'anan, vayal el ha'har, vayihi Moshe b'har, arbaim yoyim, v'arbaim loyva. Says the Balatur. The last word of Parshas Mishpatim is loyva. Then comes Parshas Truma. Samach laila v'yikhuli truma, remes. Zman achilas truma b'laila. It's coming to teach that the zman achilas truma is at night. Kiditnan, it's a Mishnah. The first Mishnah in Shas. I saw the Aderet, who was the Rav of Yerushalayim. He wrote Hagoyes on the Bal HaTurim. Small commentary on the Bal HaTurim. His Ma'orer, he says that the Zman Achilas Truma is Laila. It's Mishasha Kehanim Nechnasa Lecha B'Trumasa. It's Seisa Kechavim. When the Mishnah said it, the Mishnah was referring to a kind that was Tameh. A kohen that's tameh, he can't eat truma, so he has to go to the mikvah, uba hashemesh, and only then, v'tahir, he'll be able to eat truma. It sounds like from the Balaturim that he's making a very general statement. Samach laila v'yikhu li truma, beautiful remes. Zman achilas truma v'alayla. It's not true. It's zman achilas truma l'tmeya. And he says it's mashma from the Baal HaTurim that really all kaihanim were nizar not to eat truma during the day. They would only eat truma by night. He says it could be it was a harchaka that maybe that tamei, they don't realize that tamei. So there were kaihanim, maybe only prushim, that they would go to the mikveh, they would wait until uvah hashemesh b'toher, and only afterwards would they eat truma. But it's very gishmak in the Mishnah also, because the Mishnah doesn't say mishasha kaihanim tmeyim nichnasim lechol b'trumasam. Of course, it's self-explanatory, but the emes is the lashon haMishnah sasam. Mishasha Tehanim Nichnasan Lacha Betrumasan. A Balaturim, a beautiful Ha'ara from the Adaret. So in the Mishnah, we had one answer, a very short, albeit somewhat convoluted answer, to the earliest time that someone can say Kriya Shema at night. And that is Mishasha Kehanim Nichnasan Lacha Betrumasan, also known as Tzeisa Kechavim. As it relates to the Tzeis Man Kriya Shema, there were three shittas. Rabbi Eliezer said, Atzoif Hashmur Rishoyna. The Chachavim said, Adcha Tzois. And Rabbi Gamliel said, Atshiyala Amoda Shacha. Stating that, we're going to have from here until the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to bring other shittos, a braisa with five opinions in terms of when exactly is the tchilas man kriya shma. Omar ma, mishosha kiyanim nechlasa dachad b'shurmasa. Very minimal, that's your kasha from a braisa. Me'imus I kriya shma ba'arvi. What's the earliest time that somebody could say kriya shma at night? Misha oni nechnas lachal pita ba'melech. It's from the time that the oni would sit down to eat his pasta melech, his meager dinner that he had. Ad shosha oimel lipati b'taychsit ba'asai. Until the time that he finishes eating his meal. The understanding is, in this braisa, that the ani would eat dinner a little earlier than the person that wasn't an ani. And the reason is because before the times of electricity, unless you could afford a candle and a menorah and a candelabra and a leichter, once it got night, so you were out of business, there was nothing you can do. So the ani who wanted to eat while he could still see his food, he would eat a little bit earlier than most people. So says the braisa, you want to know the earliest man kriyishma? It's misha ani nichnas lechol pita b'melech. Okay. What's the soif's man kriyishma? It's when the ani finishes eating his meal. Says the gemara. Seifa vadeh pligam asnesin. As it relates to the seif of this braisa, it for sure doesn't stem with our mishnah. There's nothing to talk about. We don't have to ask any baya. That's obvious. The mishnah's earliest soif's man kriyishma was 4 hours into the night. The Gemara says when the ani finishes eating his meal, his whole meal is made up of bread and salt. Clearly, it doesn't take him 4 hours to prava the suda. So says the Gemara, the seif of this braisa is for sure another shita, a shita that we didn't have in the Mishnah. Reisha, mi lema pligam asisa. What about the reisha of this braisa? The reisha said, mishosh ha'ani nichnas lecho pitei b'melech. Is that the same as mishosh ha'kehanim nichnasan lecho b'trumasan tzeis ha'kechavim? Or is that another shita? So the Gemara says, well, it's not muchach that it's arguing, because perhaps ani v'kai chachayuruhu. Maybe the ani would eat his meal at the same time that the kehanim were allowed to eat truma. No, maybe the ani would eat by tzei sakichav. But the Gemara says, could you even say that the middle? I'll ask you a kasha. Another braisa that discusses man kriyishma. What's the earliest time that you can say kriyishma at night? Neshoshib, ne adam, nechnas, lecha bita barbi shabbosos. Divi Rameir. Rameir says, it's from the time that people would eat their suda on Erev Shabbos. Rashi says that on Erev Shabbos, people ate a little earlier than they ate during the week. And the reason is because Erev Shabbos, you have the whole Erev Shabbos to prepare for the Shabbos meal. So the meal was ready a little bit earlier. As a result, people would eat earlier. So Rameir says it's not the time that people eat the whole year, but rather it's the time that people ate their meal on Erev Shabbos. The Chachamim say, Mishasha Kehanim Zakon Lecha B'Trumasam. Again, it's similar dover, Tseis HaKechav. It's the time that the Kehanim were able to eat Truma, which is Tseis HaKechav. And here the Chachamim elaborate a little bit. Even though there's no raya, that the time that the Kehanim are allowed to eat Truma is Tseis HaKechavim, and the point that the Braisa is focusing on is that even though we already established earlier in the daf that when were the Kehanim allowed to eat Truma, Uvah HaShemesh, it's when the sun set and day passed. But how do you know that the definition of the day passing is Tseis HaKechavim? Tseis HaKechavim literally means when the stars come out. Maybe it's earlier. Maybe it's what we know as Shkia. Maybe it's Shkia Sachama. Maybe it's when the sun sets. So the Braisa says, how do I know that the day ends with Tseis HaKechavim? I have no raya, but we have a shtickle around Shenemar, because the pasuk says in Nechemia, the context over there is, this is the beginning of Bayesheni, and the Yidden are working round the clock, literally, to fortify Yerushalayim and eventually rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. And the pasuk says, we were busy with our work, V'chetzio machzikin b'remachin mi'alois ha'shachar v'atzeis ha'kechavim. We were busy from alois ha'shachar till tzeis ha'kechavim. V'oimer, then the pasuk says, v'hayolano halayla le'mishmar v'ayoyim alach. My v'oimer, why do we need two pesukim to make this point? So the Gemara explains. V'chitim v'chiyar v'shim shol le'el yohu. Meaning all the first pasuk said was is that they were out from alois ha'shachar until tzeis ha'kechavim. Doesn't necessarily mean that alois ha'shachar until tzeis ha'kechavim is technically and legally dead. The Inu, the Mechashchi, the Mekadmi. Maybe they did their own thing. Maybe they got up earlier than when it's technically day, Alois HaShachar. Maybe they stayed later. Maybe the day really ends by Shkia Sachama. They chose to go until Tzei Sakechot. We have two Pesukim. V'hayolonu halayla mishra v'yayim melacha. So you see that they were working the whole day. So that's the Chachamim's Shita, that the Zman of Kriyishma is when the Kohen is allowed to eat Truma, which is night. What's the legal halachic definition of night? It's Tzei Sakechot. But what do we want? We're going, the Gemara is discussing not the Chachamim Shita, but really Rav Meir Shita. Rav Meir was the first Shita. Rav Meir said, Me'emusai maschilo likris krishma ba'arvis, mishoshe b'nei adam nechnasam lecho piton ba'arvis shavos. It says the Gemara, Kasoka ta'itif ta'ani b'nei adam chachi uru. The Gemara assumes that the Ani, who ate his meal a little bit earlier, because he needed light, and people that eat their meal a little earlier, Erev Shabbos, probably ate at the same time. Okay, it's an assumption, but that's the assumption that the Gemara makes. Now, if you're going to tell me that the Zman that the Ani ate his meal and the time that the Kohen was allowed to eat Truma was also the same time, then do the math. Chachamim and Rav Meir. So it comes out that the Chachamim and Rav Meir are literally the same Shita. Because you have Rav Meir who says it's the time that people eat Erev Shabbos, which you're telling me is the same time as when the Ani eats every day, and then the Chachamim argue. Chachamim say, no. It's Mishasha Kiyanim Nechnasim Lachal B'Trumasan. How's that possible? We're all saying the same thing. So the Gemara says that Elosh Mamina must be Ani Shir L'Chud, the Kohen Shir L'Chud. It must be that the Ani's Shir and the Kohen's Shir is not the same thing. And it's based on that. We could understand the Machloikis remain the Chachamim. But the Gemara says, I hear what you're saying, but it's based on a premise, which is a faulty premise. Like, Ani V'Kohen Chachi Uru. Really, I'll tell you that the Ani Shir and the Kohen Shir is the same time. Meaning the Brisa said that the earliest time you can say Krishma is when the Ani eats his meal, is the same as the Mishnah that says the earliest time you can say Krishma is Bishasha Kyanam Nechlasin Lechol Bitru Masa. If that's the case, what's the Machloikis remain the Chachamim? Rameh said it's when people eat Erev Shabbos, which you're the Gemara assumes is the same as when the Ani eats the whole day. So what's his machloikis then with the Chachamim who say Mishasha Kiyanim Nechlasim Lech Lechumasim? So the Gemara of Ani Bnei Adam Lav Chachi Yoruhu. The time that the Ani would eat and the time that Bnei Adam would eat, that's not the same. As a result, it could be the Ani Shir and the Kohen Shir is the same. It's just that when Bnei Adam eat Erev Shabbos and when the Kiyanim used to eat, that was not the same. Says the Gemara. The Ani the Kohen Chachi Yoruhu. Is that true? So again, the Mishnah said the earliest time you create Kriyashma at night is Mishasha Kehanim Nichnasin Lechol B'Trumasan, also known as Tzeis HaKechavim. The Gemara brought a Braisa. The Gemara brought two Braises. The Gemara is going to bring a third Braisa, but we're focusing on the first Braisa. The Gemara brought a Braisa again, a different Zman. When is the earliest time you can say Kriyashma? Misha Ani Nichnas Lechol Pitoi B'Melech. It's not the same time. Or maybe it is the same time, just another way of describing the same time. That is the Gemara's question. Says the Gemara, Ani B'Kayin Chachi Uruhu, I'll bring you a Raya, a checkmate Raya, from another Braisa. For a minute, Meimus HaMaschil, Likris Shema Barvis. And here the Braisa brings five Shitas. Mishal Shekidish Hayoyim Barav Shabbosois, Devi Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says the earliest time you can say Kriyishma is when people stop doing Malach on Erev Shabbos. So when do people stop doing Malach on Erev Shabbos? So you'll tell me, what do you mean? Shabbos. The truth is, a little bit earlier than when it's technically Shabbos. Because right before Laila, there's a Zman that's known as Bein Hashmashas. Literally twilight. But it's a time where people aren't we're not 100% sure that Yom is a Laila. And as a result, you're not going to do Malacha because maybe it's Laila. So Rabbi Eliezer, in other words, is saying, what's the earliest time you can say Krishma? It's Bein HaShemashas. Rabbi Shua says what the Mishnah said. Mishasha Kehanim Mitoy Harim Lachabachumasa, which is Tzei Sakechavim. Rameir says, Mishasha Kehanim Toivun Lachabachumasa. Rameir has even an earlier Shita. He says it's the time that the Kehanim used to go to the mikvah so that they'll be tar at night to be able to eat Truma. What was that? That wasn't Tzei Sakechavim. Tzei Sakechavim was when they started eating. It wasn't even Bein HaShemashas, but rather it was during the day, which meant it was before Bein HaShemashas. Rabbi Yehuda told Rameir, He had him go up to the mikveh during the day. We're discussing Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis. How could you say Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis? How could that be b'shachtecha if you're telling me specifically it's a time that we know is for sure day? The Gemara will get into what Rameir's response was. Reb Chanina is a fourth shita. Nishasha ani nichtas lach habitu b'melech. It's that b'risa shir. It's when the ani would eat his pas b'melech. Reb Achoy, a fifth shita. Nishasha reib ne'yadim nechnasan lahasim. It's a time that most people would eat their meal during the week. What's the Gemara's kasha? If you're gonna tell me that the time that the Ani would eat his meal every day is the same time as when the Kayhanim became tar and were allowed to eat truma. Rab Khanin said in the Braisa Mishani Nichtas Lachabit Mamelach. Rab Yeshua said in the Braisa Mishash Kihanim Nichtas Lachabit Rumasa. They're clearly not the same Shita because they're arguing in a Braisa. So obviously the Shir of the Ani and the Shir of the Kayan must be a different Shir. El Alav Shmamino, Shiur the Ani Lachud, the Shiur the Koyin lochud shmami. No, the Gemara says this must be the way it is. Says the Gemara. Okay, so if they're not the same shear, haimenayim ocher, which is the later shear. It's like the Gemara mistabra the ani ocher. It's mistabra that the ani shear is a little bit later. The amet ani mukdim. Because if you can tell me the ani shear is earlier, meaning it's earlier than say sakichavim, so that would make it. The Gemara thinks bein hashmashes. If it's bein hashmashes is already counted for in this brisa. Who said bein hashmashes? Rabbi Eliezer. He said nishosh kiddush shayoyim ba'arvei shabbosos. So it's going to come out. Rabbi Chanina, haino Rabbi Eliezer. El lav shma mina. The ani meocher must be the ani shear is later. Shma mina. One last gemara. Amar. Amalei Rabbi Huda. But like yadim ba'yayim em toif. So one of the shitas that the Gemara brought in this brisa was Remeir shita. Remeir said, what's the earliest time you could say kriyas shma? It's when the kohen who was tami would go to the mikvah to become tahar, so that he would later be able to eat truma. Now that happened during the day. The kohen would be toivel by yoyim. So Rabbi Huda told Rameya, how could you tell me that before bein hashmashes, that's this man kriyishma? That's the, who's going to sleep at that time? That for sure can't be the this man kriyishma. Faith the Gemara, shapu kamalei Rabbi Huda Rameya, chay Rabbi Huda saying good. So Rabbi Huda Rameya, hachi kamalei. Rameya is going to respond very simple. Mi sabres anah bein hashmashes di doch kamina. You think I hold the bein hashmashes like you? Anah bein hashmashes the Rabbi Yosi kamina. I hold the bein hashmashes the Rabbi Yosi. So there's a pachlokes in Shas. How long bein hashmashes is? There's the longer shear and there's the shorter shear. That's all we have to know for our Gemara. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda was assuming that Remeya held it a longer shear. It's a long shear. So much earlier than Tzitzak like Echavim is man shebnei adam shoivchim. It's not possible. So that was his taina. He says, how could that be a time that you could already say kriyas shma shel arvis? But the Gemara says, Remeya's response is, I don't hold up the longer shear bein hashmashes. I hold up the shorter shear. You know how short that shear is? Amar Rabbi Yosi, bein hashmashes geheref ayin. It's literally like the blink of an eye. Zeh nichnes v'zeh yoytze. V'yev shel amidol. It's impossible to even figure out exactly what that shear is. It happens so fast. If that's the case, it's mamish right before night. If it's right before night, it's very possible that people go to sleep at that time. Says the Gemara, if you were holding cheshbin, kasha d'rameir, ad'rameir. We had a mayor in the Brisa who said that what's the earliest time that you could say kriyas shma, mishosh bnei adam nechnasan lechol piton b'arvei shabbosos. And then we had a mayor in the longer Brisa, the Brisa that had five shittas, that said that's mishosh ha'kayhanim toivel. It's from the time that kayhanim go to toivel, so that they'll be tahar at night. So the Gemara says, how could Rameir say? It seems like a stira. Trei tanoi alibi de Rameir. You have to say, there were two different talmidim who had different versions of what they heard alibi de Rameir. One last question, and that is kasha de Rabbi Eliezer ad Rabbi Eliezer. L'chura, we have a stira in Rabbi Eliezer as well. What's the stira? In the Braisa, Rabbi Eliezer said, what's the earliest time? Bein hashmashes. Bishosh ha'kiddush ha'yom b'arvei shabbosos. Rabbi Eliezer was mentioned in the Mishnah. Wasn't the first halacha in the Mishnah Rabbi Eliezer? Me'emas ha'kern l'shma be'arvin. Mishosh ha'kiyanim d'chnas alach b'tru masa. Atzoif ha'shmur ha'rishayna divri Rabbi Eliezer. That's tzeis ha'kechavim. So it's not the same thing. One place Rabbi Eliezer said bein hashmashes. The other place Rabbi Eliezer said it's tzeis ha'kechavim. Zok the Gemara, you could say one of two things. Either trei tana or Rabbi Eliezer. There too. Maybe it's different tanam heard different versions. True, the two halachas are not consistent. Two different tanam had different versions of what Rabbi Eliezer said. The Iva is saying reisha lav Rabbi Eliezer. It could be. The way you're supposed to read the Mishnah is me'emes ha'kurdish ma ba'arvin, mishash ha'kyanim nechnas alecha b'trumasam, period. That everybody agrees with. That's, or not everybody, as we saw in the Gemara, but that's a stam Mishnah. That has nothing to do with Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer picks up with the second halacha. Ad soifa shmura rishayna, that's the Rabbi Eliezer. But as it relates to the Reisha, that's really not Rabbi Eliezer. What is Rabbi Eliezer shita as it relates to the earliest time you can say kriyishma? The answer is it's bein hashmashes, mishosh kiddush hayom arvei shabbosos. Either way, so the first daf of Mesechtes Brachos dealt with the halacha of Kriyishma, specifically Kriyishma Shalarvis, specifically Zman Kriyishma Shalarvis. And what emerges is that way before there was a Magen Avram Zman and a Grozman, and way before there was the Rabbeinu Tam's Laila and the regular Shkia, there was a Machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim and Rabbi Gamliel. And as it relates to the earliest man, there was Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Acha Ba'amrila, Rabbi Achai. But just before we end, one final ha'ara, and that is the first Mishnah mentioned in Shas. So who's the first Mishnah mentioned in Shas? It's a trivia question that I think today most people will get. And that is Rabbi Eliezer. The Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, Atzoif HaShmura Rishayna, he's the first Tana mentioned in Shas. The Chiddush HaRim used to say, now why was Rabbi Eliezer Zoicha to be the first Tana mentioned in Shas? And the truth is, that Rabbi Eliezer is also the last Tana mentioned in Shas. The last Tana mentioned in Masechtas Uktzin is Rabbi Eliezer. Now, if you open up the Masechtas Uktzin and you turn to the last Mishnah, it starts on Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaHanchel, but Tosiyantav already speaks out that that's not a Mishnah. And his raya is, because Rabbi Shua ben Levi was an Amora, he wasn't a Tana. There's no Rabbi Shua ben Levi mentioned anywhere in a Mishnah. He says, so why does Masechtas Uktzin end with a Mishnah that's not really a Mishnah? He says, because Masechtas Uktzin deals with obscure halachas, Tumah v'Tahira. We wanted to end, B'chi Toiv, Asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaHanchel, L'chol Tzadik V'Tzadik, but really, Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi is not the last Mishnah. So if it's not the last Mishnah, you have to turn back a few pages. The last Tana mentioned is the Tana Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is the first Tana mentioned, and Rabbi Eliezer is the last Tana that was mentioned. Said the Chiddush HaRim. Pshat is because Rabbi Eliezer said in Masechtas Sukkah, Dav Chof Ches Amar Aleph, Mi Oilam Lo Kadmani Odom Lo Beis Medrash. He said, I was always the first person in Beis Medrash. And then he continued, I don't have the Lashon HaGemara in front of me. He says, but when I left Beis Medrash, I never left anybody behind. I was always the last person to leave. Rabbi Eliezer was always the first Tana in, and he was always the last one out. And as a result, Rabbi Eliezer was Zoich, he's the first Tana mentioned in Shas, and he's also the last Tana mentioned in Shas. But I just wanted to end with one Hergish, and that is, we know Rabbi Eliezer is known throughout Shas as Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. He was Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. And the reason he was called Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol is because he was the greatest of all Tanoim. How do we know that? It's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai said he had five Talmidim. Five prize Talmidim. Who are your Yomayin Shvachim? And then he said, if you would take all the Chachmi Yisrael and you would put them on one side of a scale, and you would put Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, as in Rabbi Eliezer, on the other side of the scale, he would outweigh everybody. This is not an exaggeration. This is not a haflaka. This is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai talking. He said Rabbi Eliezer was so great that he was greater than all the other Tanaim combined. That's why he was called Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. The greatest appellation you can give a person in Yiddishkeit is to call him a Gadol. Rabbi Eliezer was called HaGadol with the Hei Ayadiya in the Dar Deya of the Dar in the Tanah. As I state in the Radal in his Akdamat, his Pirish, on Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer was Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. But Rabbi Eliezer wasn't a Kaddish Meirechem. Rabbi Eliezer wasn't a child prodigy. In fact, if you learn Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, it begins with the story, the rest of the story of Rabbi Eliezer. The Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer starts, Maisa of Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, who worked for his father. His father was a very wealthy man. He had children that were in the family business. And Rabbi Eliezer was a shtikl ala yutzlach. And he wasn't matzliach in the work that he did in the field. It says in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer didn't know how to learn. Rabbi Eliezer didn't have a family. And his father would mock him and almost speak to him in a derogatory way. And Rabbi Eliezer was taking it very, very personally. Vahi Ayoim, Eliyahu HaNavi, dressed up like an ordinary person, came to Rabbi Eliezer. And he said, why do you look so down? You look very sad. And in short, he told him, because I feel like a lo yutzlach. I want to learn Torah. I don't know how to learn Torah. He said, let me give you an idea. Why don't you go to yeshiva? He said, whose yeshiva should I go to? He said, go to the yeshiva of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So picture the scene. Rabbi Eliezer, the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer says, was 28 years at the time. He walks into the greatest yeshiva in the world, the yeshiva of the great Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And he sits down, and he goes up to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and he says, I want to learn Torah. He says, okay, take off a hat. What mesachta did you learn last man? He says, mesachta? I don't even know. I didn't learn any mesachta. He says, do you know anything? He said, no. Omar Loisi told him, Miyamecha loylamada to Kriyishma? He says, no, I never learned Kriyishma. He said, v'loy tefila, you don't have a daven? V'loy birchas hamazin? He said, doch, das oichnish. So what did Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai do? He didn't say this yeshiva is not for you. He told him, I'm going to stand up, I'm going to teach you all three. I'm going to teach you Kriyishma, I'm going to teach you how to daven, and I'm going to teach you Birchas HaMazon. Either way, the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer goes on to tell this beautiful story, how Rabbi Eliezer, or this young Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, who was mocked by his peers, whose own father didn't believe in him, went from not knowing Kriyat Shema at the age of 28 to becoming the great Rabbi Eliezer. My hergish was, Rabbi Eliezer didn't know Kriyat Shema when he was 28 years old. Yet, when Klal Yisrael gets together to start learning Talmud Bavli, and we start learning the halachis of Kriyat Shema, who do we start with? We start with Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. At Soifa Shmura Rishayna, Rabbi Eliezer, at 28, couldn't say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And yet, the first daf in Shas, Trei Tanoi, Libet Rabbi Eliezer, it's all about Rabbi Eliezer. And maybe there's a hidden chizuk for all of us to embark upon Daf Yomi 2,711 Dafin are not easy, and some of the Masechtas are challenging, and over the course of 7.5 years, everyone is going to have different Nisyonis and different Matzavim, but I think the Chizik is Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer had all the odds stacked against him. Rabbi Eliezer didn't know Kriyat Shema at the age of 28, and yet we all began this morning with Divrei Rabbi Eliezer.